Praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank everybody for giving up the last show of American Idol. I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to watch that show. It's one of my favorite shows. I always did like it. I didn't watch it as much as I had been in the past, but I do enjoy it, you know. But anyhow, we're going to do a repeat of what we did Saturday, because we know that the back office is probably one of the most important parts of your website, if not the most important part of your website, because it tells you everything that goes on within your own website, so within your own group, so you don't have to continually call the company and say, well, did so-and-so join the auto program? Did so-and-so do this and so-and-so did that? It's all right at your fingertips. All you have to do is go to the back office, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about each and every person in your group, how much commission you're making up to that point in the month, how many people have joined the auto program. The only thing it doesn't show is, you know, how many people may be on the co-op advertising program. But there's one thing I want everybody to know, is that what we do is when someone signs up and they don't request, they don't give us a sponsor name, well, then that person is automatically put into someone from the co-op, okay? And, you know, everybody that's on the co-op, how many leads we get for that particular month, they're all divided equally amongst those who are on the co-op. So, and every time someone, you know, we give you someone from the co-op, we give that person to you, you're going to get an email telling you who that person is, their name, their address, their phone number, the web address that they left, okay? And everything you really need to know to before you contact that person. Now, we also do the same thing when that person joins one of the auto programs, even though it's going to be in your back office. We're still going to send you an email and you an email telling them that they've joined what auto program they joined, when it's going to start, when the next debit is, and so forth and so on. And we do the same thing with the co-op advertising program. We let you know everything that your member that you sponsor, we let you know everything that they're doing. If they request an info pack, we send you an email also telling you that they requested an info pack. In other words, you're going to get a carbon copy of everything that we send them. So you're always on top of things. And it's always a good idea to try to read your emails, okay, you know, at least a couple times a week. What you don't want to do is you don't want to keep people waiting, because sometimes people, they're a little suspicious. They don't like waiting. You know, they're all excited about hearing about Scriptures for Us. And then all of a sudden they don't hear anything from anybody because their sponsor, you know, he didn't bother to, you know, read his email. So a week went by and they didn't hear anything from anybody. So it's a good way to discourage a member that's joined your group. And also sometimes people, especially nowadays, I mean, every week we hear about, you know, credit cards being compromised and this stolen and that stolen, your identity stolen. And people nowadays, you know, if we don't jump on things and call them as soon as possible, they might think, well, that's just a big scam. You know, all they wanted to do was get my name and address and email address so they can sell it to somebody. And believe it or not, there are companies that do that. Of course, we don't do that, you know. So what you want to do is you always want to check your emails. If you can do it every day, it only takes a minute, then do it every day. I mean, this is your business. And, you know, your business has to be open 24 hours a day. I mean, if you open up a barbershop or a beauty salon, you wouldn't open up Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, would you? No, you want to be there every day, see? So you always want to keep on top of everything that's going within your group, okay? Eventually, all of this becomes second nature. It may sound a little bit hard or difficult, which it really isn't in the beginning, but as time goes by, you get used to doing all of this, following up on people. You know what to say to people when you call them. You know what to email them, when to email them, when to call them. All this comes with time. And if you're interested in earning a large monthly income, then please give yourself some time to build a business. I mean, I opened up a beauty salon a long time ago, and my, you know, it cost me thousands of dollars to, you know, open that place. And my first month, I did $106. Well, my rent was 10 times that. But did I just close the doors and say, oh, God, I made a mistake? No, I knew then, okay, what most people say still stay today, it takes time to build a business. So I didn't give up after a month or two and put a for sale sign in the window. I kept on going, and eventually what happened is you couldn't hardly get an appointment there, and I had to open up another salon. See, so this is all true of any business, whether it's a home-based business or a beauty salon or a store in a mall. No one makes money the first couple of months in business, okay? So, if you get that in your head and you start believing it, you'll do well in this business. If you become like some people that think they're going to retire from their job in a couple months, and when they don't, they're not making thousands of dollars, they quit. Well, all I can say about that is if a person like that is just a foolish person. I don't know what they're looking for, and I tell people, what are you looking for? First of all, you got a turnkey business that didn't cost you a dime. You didn't have to go out and, rent a space somewhere and, spend $500 or $1,500 a month. You didn't have to get your own phone system, air conditioning system, computer system, 800 line. You didn't have to do any of that. You got something that's absolutely free. And if you had to do it on your own, you're talking about probably $35,000. So you already are $35,000 ahead the moment you join this company. So to lose patience and be concerned about spending a little bit of, when I say little, I mean a little, okay, compared to other companies, spending a little amount of money, like $25 or $49 a month to build a business that could generate thousands of dollars per month, and then give up after a few months, I don't know what's going on through people's minds. I really don't. And it really does break my heart when I see people slowly building their group, okay, slowly but surely, and then after 3 or 4 months they quit because they're not making enough money. Well, of course you're not making enough money in 3 or 4 months, you got to look down the line. What about a year from now? What would you be making? Just get out a calculator and figure it out. It's not that hard to do. If you're making $25 one month and the next month you make $35 and then $50 the next month, well, it shouldn't be hard to figure out just by figuring out how much you're growing percentage-wise on a monthly basis, how much you might be making in a year or two or even 5 years down the line. It'll blow your mind when you do that. And when you do that, you know what? You're never going to quit because now you know that you have a future, okay? And the future is right in your own hands, and you're not going to have to, sell your home or sell your car or take out a loan to run this business. It's peanuts compared to anything else, believe me. So be smart and stay with it. Every single successful person, if you ever talk to them, they always say the same thing. Never give up. Because the moment you give up, you've already failed. What are you going to do then? Start something else and then do the same thing over and over and over again. And believe me, there's people like that. I can't believe how many people that actually do that. And tell me, well, I've been in network marketing or home business for 20 years, but I never made a dime. And then I find out, well, the longest they've ever stayed with a company is like 6 months. And then they quit and just go to another company and do the same thing over and over and over again, thinking that something's going to change. Well, guess what? Nothing's going to change. Okay? It just takes time to build a business. And if you don't know that and you don't believe it, then I really don't know what to tell you, because that's not going to change. I wish to God that I could, do something or develop a program that would cost you $19.95 a month and $25 for a co-op advertising program and, make $1,000 in a couple months. I'd be the first one to do that. But see, I know that that's impossible. So I don't tell I don't claim the impossible to our members. I tell them right up front. It takes time to build a business, so give yourself some time. And, you know, a year from now or 2 years from now, you're going to call me up and thank me that I told you that. And I've had people tell me that because I encourage them to just keep going because your group is growing, even though it's growing slowly. You know, a year from now, 2 years from now, you'll call me up and you're going to thank me because you're going to be earning a lot more money than you ever thought possible. And that's a fact, folks. I don't make stuff up, all right? But anyhow, let's get to the back office. Your back office is the lifeline of your website because it tells you everything that you need to know to run your business, to find out where it's going, who's on the auto ship program, or how much of their volume is, who's joined. The only thing it doesn't tell you someone who's joined the co-op. And I just covered that a few minutes ago. When someone joins the co-op, you'll get an email telling you that they joined the co-op. But everything else is right there. So you know who joined your group. You know their phone number. You know their email address. You know everything that you're supposed to know about that person. And then periodically, you want to go to your back office. And I hope that everybody's gone to the back office with the website that I gave you. Now, if anybody hasn't, you know, press 1 on your touch-tone phone. And then I'll give you the, you know, give you the address again, and nobody's, and I'll give it to you, and then we'll start. Okay, so I hope I'm just all right. No one touched, so I'm assuming everybody's there now. All right, if you're there, then put in your pass. Put in you're in the website, so click on the tab all the way to the right. Enter back office, members back office. And what will happen is a screen will come up, and it will say username. The username you want to put in there is R-A, like Rosario Abati, 1234. That's the username. Underneath that is the password. All right, the password is Z as in zebra, A as in apple, R as in Robert, Z as in zebra, A is an apple, R is an Robert. Czar, czar. So you have the username, RA1234, the password, czar, Z-A-R, Z-A-R, and then press enter. That should bring you to the front office, I mean the back office. Now, if you're there now, you'll see some tabs there. It'll say welcome, you know, Rosario. And then you'll see some tabs on top that say, welcome, profile, genealogy, commissions, email, testimony, so forth and so on. Now, the welcome just basically just has your information there and your sponsor, who they are. And, you know, you don't worry about those. The only time you worry about those is if you want to, you know, if you're going to change. You know, if you want to just click on profile, okay, that tells you everything. There's nothing there, but because I only put my name. I didn't bother putting the address. But if you want to edit something in there, you just push edit. And if you want to have a different email, a different address, you might want to, you'll put that in there. Maybe you moved, you put any kind of change that you want to make to your website, you can put in there and make sure that you click update any changes. And if you even want to change your password, you can do that at the bottom. Okay? But the only thing you can't change is your username. If you want to change your username, which there really is no reason to do that because all your username does is, you know, direct people to your website. You know, it doesn't really say anything. Some people maybe like a fancy name, you know, after scriptures for us, but that, all that doesn't really matter. It's not going to make one bit of difference whether or not people are going to go to your website. All you want them to do is go to your website and that's it, okay? So, you know, the next tab there is genealogy. So if you're at the site, just click that on, and you'll see that, you know, it tells you build the report. Now you'll see your name at the top and then your sponsor's name, which is the company, Scriptures for Us, and then underneath that, all the people that are in your group. Now we have four people there, just fictitious names we put there. You got 1X, 1-1, 1-2, and 1-Czar, okay? Now, to have their ID number there, and their email address. Now, on this particular screen, okay, the email address there, it's in blue. Now, in this screen, you're able to send an email to any particular member in your group. So if you want to send a email to 1X, then you would go all the way to the right and click on email. And then whatever email you send them, it's only going to go to that person. So this is a place where you can do individual emails, okay? Now, the next one you want to go to is commissions. Now, this tells you a couple of things. View your commissions. Now, if you click that on, let me go to the panel here first to see if anybody has a question. Anybody have a question? No? Okay. And I got to get back there again. Where am I at here? Excuse me. Blog Talk Radio Show. No. Oh, there it is. All right. If you click on commissions, you'll see build a report. If you click that on. Okay, come on. And then you'll see, you know, your name, your last name, your email address, levels. And then, you know, personally sponsored for people. Personal volume, that's yours, and your group volume, okay, that would be everybody else's volume plus your volume, which would be, in this case, 7980. Now, you don't get a commission off your own volume, by the way, okay? That's just to show you your group volume. And then a total sales, 3. So that means that 3 out of your 4 members are on the auto program, and your total earnings for that month so far, okay, this is the 7th, so it would be $5,386. But as people join, okay, the auto ship in your group, well, that's going to change. See, so it might go from 53 to, you know, 60 to 70 or whatever, you know, and as more people join the auto program, of course, the higher your commission check. I'll go back, click the commissions again, okay, and now click on view your first level volume. Now, this particular screen tells you an awful lot, okay? It's something you should go to as often as you can, all right? Now, here you have, you know, 1X, all your members, on the left column. And if you go across, you have their phone number, their email address again, and it's how many they sponsored. Of course, in this case, no one's in your group sponsored anybody yet, so don't even worry about that. And even, you know, it's just there basically to kind of tell you maybe what somebody in your group is doing, you know. But it's not going to affect your commission check in any way. Now, if we go all the way to the right, we see personal volume. So 1-1 as a personal volume of 1995. Now, the only way that gets there, okay, is if they're on the auto program. So every time someone joins the auto program, in this case, we put 1995 because, you know, we're assuming that most people join the Bible lessons online or the Bible lessons on CD, and the personal volume would always be 1995. So you can know by looking at this that 1-1 has joined the auto program. 1X has also joined the auto program. 1ZAR. Okay, you don't see any personal volume in there. So now you know that that person didn't join the auto program yet anyways. And 1-2, they also joined the auto program. Now, if you were to add all that up, okay, it would come to, I think, 59 something or other. And if you multiply by 90%, which is what you should always do, because whatever is in here, no matter what, the total volume, you always get 90%. Now, the only time that won't be 1995, okay, is if someone joined one of the products programs. So if they joined the products program, let's say the Fighter Gold for $45.50, and then we, you know, take out 40% of that as commission and leave you the rest as the 90% commission, you're going to see a different figure in there. So if you see something other than 1995 there, then you know that person is on one of the products programs, okay? And no matter what figure is there, okay, you're always going to get 90. You don't get 90% just on the 1995. You get 90% on every dollar amount that's in there. So you always can know, okay, what your commission is. Now, if you add all these up and then multiply by 1995, I mean by 90%, then it should come out to, let's go back to the commissions, view your commissions, it should come out to 5386. Now, if it doesn't, if there's a discrepancy there, you know, then by all means, call us and we'll, you know, look at it, because more than likely it may not have been uploaded from our site. And when that happens, you're not going to see the complete figure there yet. So if there's any discrepancy, and this is why it's important for you to go to your back office, because, you know, everything is basically, the computer never makes a mistake, but maybe someone putting something in there, they could very easily make a mistake. Not that they do that often, but it does happen. So if it does happen and there's a discrepancy there, then by all means call us. You know, don't be afraid. I mean, we're certainly not trying to cheat people out of anything. We want people to get what they earned. So if there's a discrepancy of any kind, then please call us, you know. Now, that first level volume is very, very helpful to you. Because as we go back there, okay, we'll see that, all right, one czar has not yet joined the auto program. So what you might want to do with that particular person is you go back to your genealogy report, okay, and let me see, I hope it comes up here, and you build your report, and then you go to his email, which would be, you know, that one particular one, and you click on that email address and just maybe send him a note. Say, you know, dear one czar, I see that you haven't joined the auto program. I, you know, encourage you to do so as soon as possible. Here's the website you can go to, or here's the toll-free number you can call. You don't want to try to pressure people, and by all means, you don't want to beg people. I mean, you shouldn't have to beg anybody to join this program. You know, I tell people, if you can't see what we're offering, if you can't see how great of an opportunity this really is, you know, as soon as you look at it, then more than likely you'll probably never see it. So, you know, we don't want to beg people. We want to encourage them, okay, and help them if we can. So you might want to send them a note, and, you know, maybe wait another month or so, and then if they still haven't joined, you might send them another note. Now, get back to the panel there, and you'll see a very helpful tab. It's email. Click on the email tab there. Now, in the genealogy, you can send a report just to one particular person. In this one, you send a message to your whole group all at once, okay? Now, here's the best way to do this. In the subject, what you want to do is, let's say you're trying to... You know, you realize that, you know, a lot of your people joined the auto program, but a lot of them didn't join the co-op advertising program. So what you might want to put in the subject there is co-op advertising. And then in the body, you put the dear member, I see that you haven't, you know, I just joined the co-op advertising program, and I'm starting to get people in my group. Some of them are already joined the auto program. And if you haven't joined this program yet, and you want to build a large group to generate large commission checks, then I highly recommend that you do this. Here's that web address, and you can get that web address at the 24-hour online store. Just go to your site and click on 24-hour online store and copy and paste that web address in here, or, you know, put on, or if you want to call the company, 1-844-246-6768. Then go ahead and do that. God bless, and in your name. And email, now that'll email it to every single person in your group. Now, that's a time saver, okay, on your part. Because, you know, who wants to email each person individually? That takes forever. What happens when you get, like, a, you know, 100 people in your group? 200 people. You're not going to be able to email them, you know, individually. You'd be there all day doing that. So this is a way of emailing your whole group with one click. Now, here's the tip on doing this successfully. You always want to use this and always give a personal testimony. of what you yourself are experiencing with the company. In other words, just like the one I just said, the co-op advertising program. And you put, you know, I joined the co-op advertising program. Not the company recommends that you join the auto program. Of course we do, okay? Well, they already know that from us. But now you're giving them your personal testimony and your experiences with the co-op that you just joined. So, dear member, I just joined the co-op advertising program and already getting people joining my group. Some of them have already joined the auto program, and I'm all excited. And if you haven't joined yet, here's the website and here's the phone number. God bless, and then your name. Boom. See, your personal testimony about something that you are experiencing is 100 times more powerful than something that we would say to them, even though it might be the same thing. Okay? When you say it, it's much, much more powerful. So always make sure that when you do this, which you don't want to do more than twice a month, okay, because you don't want to overload people with emails. You always want to put something personally, you're experiencing with the company. And even if you, let's say, send the same email twice in the same month, don't worry about it, okay? But let's say you bought an invigorating bath and shower gel from Scriptures for Us, and you really love it. You know, love the smell. My skin feels great. So you might put in the subject, invigorating bath and shower gel. Do you remember I just purchased a bottle of Scriptures for Us, invigorating bath and shower gel, and I just love it. It smells great. It doesn't dry my skin out, and my skin feels much better than it ever has when I was using soap or something else, you might say. If you've never tried any of their products, I encourage you to give them a try. And if you don't like any of their products, they have a 100% money-back guarantee. Here's the site you can go to, and then, again, go to the website and, you know, paste maybe the one from the main menu. And when they go there, they'll see all the categories they can choose from. And then just say, you know, give them a try. If you don't like the product for any reason, they back it up by a 100% money-back guarantee. God bless, and your name. Then email. So, again, that goes to every single person in your group. So the whole point of this email, okay, is not to recommend, okay, something. But in a sense, that's exactly what you're doing, okay? But when you're recommending something, it's something that's not really coming from something that you yourself are experiencing. That's why when you see these commercials on TV, these paid commercials, you know, you'll always have people on there giving their personal testimony. See, because they know that a personal testimony holds a lot of weight. So that's why you want to do that. You always want to tell this person something that you yourself are experiencing with the company. If you're going to, you know, join one of the training shows, you might want to send all your members, say, I'm going to be listening to the training show this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock. I hope and pray that you be there too as well. I've been on the program. I've listened to the shows before, and I really liked them, and they helped me a lot. So here's the phone number you can call on Saturday and so-and-so or Thursday or whatever. Then send that. So there's a million different things you can, you know, put in there and testify about. Just, you know, take a step back and think about it, you know. You might say, well, I called the office about my order. It hadn't arrived, and they took care of me right away. I was, you know, I didn't realize it was already in shipment. So, you know, any kind of experience that you've had with the company, that's good, of course. You know, you always want to share with your members. And believe me when I tell you, I mean, if you want to build a business, and I hope that you do, because this business can earn you a lot of money. I mean, if you know anything about network marketing or home-based businesses that have been around for 50 years, you know, right now there's people earning tens of thousands of dollars every single month, and some more than that. And guess what? They started out just like you. They started out with nothing. They started out, you know, and maybe didn't get somebody for a couple months, but they kept on going. And then, you know, every single one of them will tell you, man, I'm glad I didn't give up. Because if I didn't give up, I wouldn't be looking at a $10,000 a month check right now. I'd be stuck in that factory I was working at most of my life, and be griping every day when I went there. She said, this is reality, but it's up to you. No one can force you to do this business. It's up to you. What is it you want out of this life? Do you want extra money? I mean, even if you don't, you know, even if you don't think you can earn $10,000 a month, that's fine. What about $500 a month? I mean, how much is $500 a month? You know, there's companies that go on strike, right? To get, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month it raises. And if you can earn $500 a month just by working 1 hour a week, you know, that's a lot of money. Of course, you don't want to stop there. If you earn $500, there's no reason why you couldn't earn $1,000 if you keep going. But think about this, okay? $500 is the difference between a Ford and a Cadillac. $500 is the difference between going to a vacation in the local park and taking a cruise, a Caribbean cruise, with your family. You know, $500 a month can make the difference between you keeping your home and losing your home. Now, that's a fact. I mean, how many people in, what, 2008 would have given their life to have $500 a month extra? Then they would have been able to stay in their home. See? So if that's all you make, I know you'll make more than that, but if that's all you make, that's still a lot of money. That's $6,000 a year. And hopefully you can earn that much per month, and it's all possible. But again, I don't know how many times I could tell you, it takes time to build the group. If you need encouragement, call your sponsor. If they don't help you, then you're more than welcome to call here and talk to me personally. I'll help you with every, you know, all the I'll give you all the encouragement you need, okay? If you're, like, fumbling around, you don't know what to do next, well, that's more, the more reason to call me. Or call the office. You know, we'll help you. That's what we're here for. That's why when you call here, you'll hear, thank you for calling Scriptures for Us helpline. How may I help you? This line, the 844 number, is set up strictly for a helpline. You know, our suppliers and people like that don't call this number. You know, we're not flooded with calls all day long from so-and-so. This line, 800-844 number, is set up for you. It's to help you with any problems you might have. To help you. That's why it's called a helpline. It's not set up for me or us. It's set up for you. And if you don't take advantage of it, you know, then, you know, we can't help you. So I just tell people, you know, don't ever hesitate to call us. You know, we don't put you on hold and say, well, I'll call you tomorrow. We don't have time right now. We're too busy. We don't do that. We'll talk to you right then and there, and however long it takes, that's how long it's going to take. Until you understand exactly what it is you need to do in order to be successful. Because once that happens, then all the fear of failure leaves you, okay? And then it becomes a breeze running your business. And then, you know what? You begin to fall in love with it. And you'll begin to fall in love with the people that you that are in your group, that you've gotten to know over the years. Maybe you've even got to know them on a personal basis, and that happens many, many times. You might eventually, like some have, they've started their own discussion group. They started their own conference calling. They started their own Bible studies. See, so there's a lot of potential in this company. Just besides making earning money, there's a lot more than that, okay? There's a way of, you know, meeting someone who you never knew that might live on the other side of the country, and this person becomes one of your best friends. You know, it's happened. It does happen all the time. So, you know, by all means, stick it out, please. All right. I think I covered everything in the back office. Again, if you're not sure, you know, just really go back there in your back office and start hitting those buttons. You'll know exactly what to do. The only thing is, if you don't have anybody in your group, then you won't really see anything there. But if you have any questions, you know, be more than, you know, be sure to call us. We'll lead you, you know, we'll walk you through that again, just like we did today. And we'll take as much time as possible until you thoroughly understand how to use your back office. So before I hang up, does anybody have a question or a comment? Just press 1 on your touchtone phone. Nobody? Oh, it's okay. Well, that means I did a good job. I hope. I'm sure. I try anyways. I try to make everything simple because it is simple. But anyhow, I want to thank everybody again for, you know, tuning in. Our next call is going to be on a Saturday. There, you know, we alternate. One is on, you know, the first Thursday. I'm sorry. Yeah, so the next one will not be until Saturday, April 16th. That'll be at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 12 noon Mountain, and 11 a.m. Central Time, Pacific Time. And you'll get an email as usual. And we'll tell you exactly what the subject will be, you know, so you can tune in. And make sure you tell everybody else in your group to do the same thing by using your email in your back office. I'll give everybody one more chance. You have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your touchtone phone. Well, thanks for listening. And I always tell people before I leave, remember, your Savior loved you, loves you, and He proved it by dying on a cross for you 2016 years ago. And I always tell this to my members because I mean it. And if you've talked to me more than a couple times, you know that I'm telling you the truth. I love each and every one of you as my brother or sister in Christ. And that comes from my heart. And I really and truly mean that. And I will help you in any way that I can, but I won't be able to help you unless you call. So have a good weekend. God bless each and every one of you, and I hope that you tune in to the next Blog Talk Radio Show.